The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything.
And we do mean everything.
Yes, even that. Yep, and that too.
Oh, you bet. Definitely that.
Now here's everything you want to know, host Eric Metaxas.
Isn't that sweet? Oh. Actually, it's not that sweet. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. This is what we like to call hour two. Mm-hmm. You know how it's hour two?
Why?
Hi. I have no idea.
Okay.
But it just is. We're talking to John Zmirak. We're carrying him over from hour one. He's so good.
He's
usually not that good, but
today
he said some stuff. I said, let's carry him over. John Zmirak, are you still there?
Still here. I had more coffee today. That's all.
Whatever. We don't care what you need to do as long as you're there at the microphone. This is exciting. Listen, we're talking about a lot of stuff. You've got great articles at The Stream, great books. We're talking about the contretemps that Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana. This sounds like a joke, right? A 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana is running for president and opining on a world stage about sexuality as though the Episcopal Church, which has always been, I mean, you want to know who's got their finger in the wind. We're looking at the Episcopal Church. And he somehow has asserted this idea that I guess he's looking for a fight.
You know what? We can't just dismiss this as, you know, some little small town Democrat. Pope Francis himself has said crazy things that sound like Peter Buttigieg. When a victim of sex abuse who was molested by a priest whose crimes were covered up by a bishop whom Pope Francis protected, when to try to do public relations and try to clean up that mess, the Pope invited the victim to Rome and did an audience with him and leaked the following to the press. He told that young man who was molested by a priest as a teenager that God made the young man gay. Now, that's interesting. I would think
the man who molested him in
his formative years might have been the reason he turned out gay.
You mean
the Pope
young...
Francis said God did it.
Okay, I have not heard this.
Wow.
That is mind-blowing. What in the world?
I wrote a column about it where I wondered if Jack Chick, the anti-Catholic tract maker who used to leave all those little pamphlets in Waffle House, whether Jack Chick has hijacked the Catholic Church from beyond the grave.
Well, it's disturbing when Jack Chick has the moral upper hand, I got to tell you.
That's right.
Sorry, Mohammed, you're going to hell forever. You know, like we don't need to get off on Jack Chick, but you're telling me that the Pope said to a young man,
he'd been molested by a priest and turned out gay probably as a result of that, that God had made him gay.
I'm really confused because when somebody says God made someone gay, I think the biblical teaching would be that would be like saying God made me want to commit adultery or something like that. Like you'd say, wait a second. That's really confusing because we are all broken and we all have sinful desires. But if you choose to act on those sinful desires and then sanctify them by saying, God gave me the desire to punch that guy in the face. God gave me the desire to insult somebody publicly in a nasty way. You're confusing things theologically, because God is the one who gives you the strength to work against those desires. But to hear that the Pope said that, I mean, honestly, John, I've not heard that. And
I'll send you the link to it. I mean, they're not denying it. This was the Vatican's the one that released this thing, this statement.
Look, I want to be clear, okay? The reason we have so much confusion on this issue is because all kinds of people, Christians and non-Christians, have been very unkind to people who struggle with same-sex attraction. It's got to be a gigantic burden in any culture to deal with this. And I can understand the desire of folks like that to want to have somebody say, hey, it's okay, don't worry about it, go with it, or whatever. But I think if you have a biblical view, you can't say that. But you have to have compassion. I have gay friends. I disagree with them on some of these issues. I have other friends that are same-sex attracted who very clearly know that that God doesn't want them to act on it. Just like if you know, Albin and I are married, okay? If our wives
not to each other.
Not yet, but you're looking real good to me today, man.
That tie, I love that shirt, by the way.
But seriously, I mean, I guess I think you got to think about this stuff practically, right? There are people who are married, okay, to a woman, a man married to a woman. Let's say the woman is in a terrible accident or something happens in life or whatever. They can no longer have physical relations, that, you know, that's just no longer possible for them. What, for whatever reason, God says your life is not about physical relations. You have made a commitment to this person. But there are a lot of people that in this world would say, hey, you know what? I got to get mine. I have needs. And I met this wonderful woman and she goes to church. And I really think that I should divorce my wife and to be with this other woman. And she's a Christian, by the way. You know, now it would be so easy to say, yeah, you know, I really feel for that guy. It's got to be hard to be all those years without that kind of love in your marriage. That's so hard and so difficult. And yet, I think if you really love that person, you'd say to them, listen, we all struggle, and some of us struggle in more ways than one, and you have to do what God wants you to do. Why? Because God loves you. He loves you. He doesn't just want you to have fun. He loves you in a deeper way, and sometimes you have to sacrifice things. If we can't do that in our heterosexual lives, and the culture has gone to hell heterosexually, it is no wonder that we're giving this message to people with same-sex attractions. I mean, I just want to be clear on that. This is not something that, you know, came out of nowhere.
Right, right. We shouldn't be singling them out. The reason that I'm talking about it is this is going to become an issue of law. If Christianity can be redefined so that mainstream Christianity is tolerant of same-sex marriage, then every other form of Christianity, that is the ones that are Orthodox, will be seen as extremists. They will be isolated. They will lose their First Amendment protections
right.
under law.
Right.
And if you think I sound, like an alarmist, look at what the government was doing to Jack Phillips. Because he didn't want to bake gay marriage cakes, they tried to destroy his life. That was a test balloon to see if they could get away with persecuting the church as a whole. And they almost got away with it.
Well, that's why I always point people to Bonhoeffer, because he was one of these lonely voices. If Christians in Germany had stood up with one-tenth of the courage of Bonhoeffer, the Holocaust would have never happened. Yeah. Think about that. They were worried about their jobs. They were worried about losing something, and they kept their mouths shut. If you are in America and you are keeping your mouth shut on this, if you're not talking about this in your churches, if you're not taking your youth group to see Unplanned and teaching them about the unborn and about a biblical sex, if you're not doing that, you are part of the problem. You're part of the devil's silent majority. And if you keep quiet, then you will have nobody to complain to when they tell you, oh, by the way, in your Greek Orthodox Church, if you do not marry men who want to get married, we're putting you out of business. I think that's where we are. So, John, I'm sorry to agree with you, but I am in total agreement with what you're saying.
I hate to be right.
I'm not joking. I hate to be right, too. It's one of those things where you say, I wish.
I hate for the two of you to be right. Let me chime in.
This is tough stuff. This is very tough stuff. There are always these, you know, Cassandras like John Zmirak and Eric Metaxas. And you have to say, sometimes Cassandra is right. And if you don't listen, Bonhoeffer was one of those. He was like an Old Testament prophet in the last century.
I feel like we're living in the novel This Present Darkness.
Well, yeah, except God has written the novel much better than it was.
And in these
written.
Times, you can both be Cassandra.
Okay, whatever that means, okay. I think I know
it's
what you mean, but I rebuke you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Dudley Hall and James Robinson and I are going to take you out to a barbecue joint, and we're going to give you some godly counsel.
Could I have some good barbecue
at
the same?
No, not until you receive the counsel. Seriously, though, John Zmirak, it's always a joy to have you on. I want to direct people to the stream.org. Stream.org, folks. You should have it bookmarked. There are way better articles there than at Fox News or any of these places where you go. Go to stream.org. You can go to the other places, but you better go to stream.org. I'm telling you. Otherwise, Brother James Robinson is going to get after
you. We'll mispronounce your name.
That's right.
And buy John's books, too.
And if you don't buy John Zmirak's books, what in the world are you doing with your money? That's a simple question. Hey, when we come back, we're talking to J. Warner Wallace. Stick around. Thank you, John.
Traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time. It's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We are at NRB in Anaheim, California. What does that mean? I don't know. I just know there's lots of people walking around. It's a convention. And I get to interview people that just happen to be here. I don't have to bring them into the studio in New York. Everybody's here. I'm sitting here right now with J. Warner Wallace. He's been on the program before. I don't even know where to begin except to say that there's a new book coming out. First of all, J. Warner Wallace, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's no reason to be here. It's NRB. Isn't that what we're here? I have no idea why we're here.
It's the funniest thing. Everybody sort of shows up, and then it's confusing because Everybody's here. You were a cold case homicide detective. And in the course of being a cold case homicide detective, you ended up finding faith, becoming a Christian.
Yep.
And you've written many books with the title Cold Case. What is the main?
Well, one? Cold Case Christianity and God's Crime Scene and Forensic Faith and all of these. As you know, you've proofread them before I published them or
right. That's right. But the new one is called So the Next Generation Will Know: Preparing Young Christians for a Challenging World. You co-wrote this with someone I know, Sean McDowell. You've got a foreword by Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP. Nick Foles, not to be confused with all those other Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, yeah, exactly.
And he's been on this program. He's got an amazing Christian story.
He does.
But, okay, so the title of the book is So the Next Generation Will Know, Preparing Young Christians for a Challenging World. How did you come to write this book?
Well, we thought originally, we've all written books about what is true from a Christian worldview, and a lot of our target audience has been young people, you know, this Gen Z, the generation that's now, in about 2 or 3 years, will be the largest demographic in the country. They're going to outnumber boomers.
They're going to outnumber boomers?
Yeah.
Because boomers are starting to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that happens to almost every generation.
They die
eventually.
Yeah, that's right. But
okay.
If you think about it, it's still bigger than Gen X. It's bigger than Millennials. This is a large generation.
So how old are the Gen Z people?
Right now, probably between like 3 and 18 or 5 and 21, right in that range. They're the young people.
Between
high schoolers. Yep.
Okay.
And younger.
So I think my daughter's in that group.
Well, and this is the church has a number of these. We start off by talking about this. Like, my kids are all outgrown and out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get that. But the church, with the big C, has got young people in it. And there are young people. They're my kids, even though I don't have kids that age anymore. I am concerned, because I'm part of the church, at what young people are facing. And I'll tell you, if you ask, there's always an anecdotal story. You might have it too, where you know someone who's young person. By the time they were in college, they were already kind of checked out. They were already kind of outside the Christian worldview.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. So we have people who ask us, hey, I know what you think is, I know what is true, but I don't know how to teach it to my kids. That's what this book tries to do.
Okay. And you wrote it with Sean McDowell, the son of Josh McDowell.
Yes.
Josh McDowell's books have affected millions of people. I'm one of those people. And Sean McDowell is following in his dad's footsteps because it is important to communicate this stuff. And sometimes I'm angry that this wasn't communicated to me in the church in which I grew up. I think to myself, this is way too important to send kids like sitting ducks into this secular, aggressive secular world where they don't know what to say and there's peer pressure. And I lost what little faith I had in college. And you're talking about communicating this to young people.
Yeah, that's the group we're trying to reach, because we know that if we don't start earlier, you know, it used to be that 85% of Christians were Christians by the time they were 18.
Yeah.
Only 15% became Christians after that. Now that's dropped down to about 13 years of age. Why is that happening? Because the internet is introducing our kids to all the objections that I had to go to college, or you had to go to college to hear those. Well, now they can hear those on their phone. They can get those on their phone by the age of 12. So it's a time for us to step up, and this is the problem. I think most people can tell you more if they're a guy especially, about the Philadelphia Eagles than they can about the worldview that was held by their quarterback.
Yeah.
And that if we're Christians, we have to, I mean, I have the same problem. On my phone, most of my podcasts, if I'm honest with you, you're on my phone podcast, by the way, just so you know.
Glad to hear
Only
it.
Because I've been on your show before.
So you can listen,
no
you can
way.
Listen to this program.
That's right.
And you can hear what you had to say.
That's
Isn't
right.
That going to be interesting?
I don't even listen to your side of the conversation, just to mine. But the point is, in the end, I still have more sports podcasts on my phone than I have theology or why? Why? Because I am willing to invest time in other areas of interest.
Right.
Are we as a church willing to invest the time necessary to help our young kids?
It's interesting because I also think that we don't realize how fascinating the Christian faith and the Christian worldview is. Maybe it's often presented as somehow dull, but I have been so fascinating, and a lot of the books that I write are about, you know, science and
yes.
faith, and you start thinking, man, the new stuff that's coming out,
yes.
it just kicks skepticism to the curb.
Well, do you remember the blog you did at Wall Street Journal about like 2 years ago?
How could I forget
ago,
it?
Right?
It's actually
it
now,
up.
Shockingly, slightly over 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So it blew up. I mean, it had millions of people commenting because it addressed this intersection between faith and science.
That's
that
right.
Young people, Gen Z, that group does not believe we can compete. That group does not believe they can be reconciled. They can even be in the same conversation. So we're going to have to spend some time helping them to see that, yeah, this actually could be part of the same conversation. These are not mutually exclusive ideas.
No. I mean, in fact, it's just the opposite. I mean, the more we know, the more I know of science, the more strong my faith becomes. Now, that's a great irony. It's hilarious. But the books by people like John Lennox and all intelligent design
Michael
advocates.
Beebe just released a new book that's
yeah.
awesome.
We just interviewed him at Socrates in the City. If you
yep.
go to SocratesInTheCity.com, you can see my conversation with him. Actually, I had him on this program as well. It is overwhelming
I know.
That science is proving the faith.
Yeah,
and
nobody
thought that that could ever happen, but it is happening. And the more we know, the more that is true. And also the archaeological record.
Okay, so you just said that. Now, here's my question. Young people don't believe that's true.
Well, I know that.
And are parents prepared right now
yeah.
to be able to have this conversation?
Yeah.
I think overwhelmingly in the church, if people are listening, they probably would have to admit they're not ready to have that conversation. So we've been writing books, and so have you, books that talk about what is true.
Yeah.
But still, they're going to come up to you afterwards and say, okay, I get it, but I don't know, how does this look in a conversation? What are the strategies that you're using? So I spent a number of years as a youth pastor. While I was working as a detective, I was also working as a youth pastor because my kids were in this ministry.
Yeah.
So for 6 years, I'm pastoring high schoolers. And let me tell you what I learned the first year. Those kids walked away. The first year I was a youth pastor, I lost all but one of my seniors by the time Christmas break came up the next year, their freshman year in college. They were going to Sonoma State and Berkeley. They were walking away from their faith. So we just shifted toward the very way that I became a Christian by examining the evidence. And we stayed in that lane. We stayed in that sweet spot. And we learned how to communicate these issues to high schoolers.
Wow, I think that's going to sell a few books. The book is called So the Next Generation Will Know, Preparing Young Christians for a Challenging World. So what are some of the things that we're talking about here? In other words, when you say preparing them,
yes.
what are some of the ways that you prepare?
Okay, so one thing we have to learn is, what did we mean by Gen Z? What are their unique challenges?
Yeah.
We talk of a whole chapter on just who Gen Z is. Although you may have these kids,
yeah.
you may not know who they're running with in their crowds at school.
Sure, sure.
We want to help you do that. But
yeah.
one thing I've been talking about for years that we really drill down into in this book is the difference between teaching and training. I tell people all the time, stop teaching kids. High schoolers or anyone else, because it's not helping. We've been teaching kids for how many generations?
Right.
They're walking away from the church in large numbers.
Right.
Start training kids. And this is one thing I can tell you in law enforcement we learn. First responders train all the time. We are required to train annually by post-certification here in California.
Wow.
And the difference between teaching and training is simple this. Teaching is just imparting knowledge. You and I can teach each other something today.
Sure.
But training is preparing for a calendared challenge. Boxers train. They get fat in between fights. But 10 weeks out, when they sign the ticket and they know they're going to be in the ring in 10 weeks, they train specifically, and they're in the best shape of their life.
Okay, so what would we be training for specifically?
Okay, so we have as parents and leaders and youth pastors and Christian educators, and we tried to write this book to all of us, parents, Christian educators, and youth pastors, we have to put something on the calendar that our young people realize, hey, we're getting ready to go do that. We started taking trips to Berkeley. We took trips for 3 or 4 days where we would just go on the campus of Berkeley with these little spiritual surveys and engage students in conversations about God. And those were horrifying for high schoolers to think about that. So they trained with us for 8 weeks for that trip because they knew they had a challenge coming.
I love it.
Sometimes parents just do this now just for 1 day. You're near some university. You take. We've got a copy of the spiritual questionnaire in the book. Just print it out, take it with you, and just ask students questions. You're going to find yourself in deep conversations that require you to have the answers you don't have today.
I love it.
You'll have to train getting ready for that. And we talk about what training is, how to calendar these kinds of events, how to make them practical if you're just a mom or a dad or you're a youth pastor or you're a high school teacher in a Christian high school. These are the strategies that worked for us, and we found they made a difference. Let me tell you how much of a difference it made.
Yeah.
The kids, after we started doing these kinds of challenges,
right.
We started taking off the calendar the snowboarding, wakeboarding, and surfing trips that were part of our calendar.
Yeah.
So afterwards, one of the kids came to me and he said to me, "Hey, can we like go on a surf trip again? We haven't done that in a while." I said, "Well, we can, but we have to take out one of these challenges. Which one do you want to take out?" He said, "Never mind." So in other words, he was willing to stop going on the surfing trips because he knew that these challenges had become something important to him.
It's just nuts.
So that's why it's important for us to start to shift now back to training, and that makes all the difference.
It's wonderful.
Right?
We're gonna go to a break here. We're at NRB. It's chaos. We've got Dennis Prager right here. We've got Sebastian Gorka. And then who comes into the room? Governor Mike Huckabee. It is chaos here. How can I focus? We'll be right back. It's been a hard
with SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is in Texas to raise re-election money. He'll be appearing at separate events in San Antonio and Houston. The president facing today's congressional deadline for his administration to provide his tax returns. But he says he won't do it while he's under audit by the IRS. Attorney General William Barr says he'll be taking a closer look at whether top Justice Department officials conspired against the Trump campaign in 2016. Barr was on Capitol Hill again today to testify. A gas explosion in Durham, North Carolina, has collapsed one building, one person dead, over a dozen injured. A contractor digging hit a 2-inch gas line, triggering the explosion. Some European leaders say they're inclined to grant British Prime Minister Theresa May's request to push back the UK deadline for leaving the EU. The current deadline is this Friday. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Spring is in the air, and with 15 million windows covered and over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice to refresh your home. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to Blinds.com to transform your home, because now through April 15th is the Blinds.com Spring Black Friday sale. Get up to 45% off everything, plus an extra 5% off with promo code Prager. Blinds.com, promo code Prager. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are at the NRB. If you hear ambient sound and you find it annoying, rest assured that I also find it annoying. It's just so crazy here. Tons of people that I know, friends, former friends. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Everybody's here. Mike Huckabee just swam through, and Sebastian Gorka sitting over there, Dennis Prager. It's sheer lunacy, but I'm fortunately sitting here with J. Warner Wallace, the author of many books, Cold Case Christianity, and he has a new book out, co-written with Sean McDowell, forward by Nick Foles, the Nick Foles of the Philadelphia Eagles. The book is called So the Next Generation Will Know, Preparing Young Christians for a Challenging World. J. Warner Wallace, you're a very motivated person. It's just exciting to hear you talk about how you're reaching young people.
Well, I think there is a do you remember when our kids were really young, we would make choices that were based on our kids' needs, not ours. So if we were getting ready to go out to dinner, I didn't go to the restaurant I wanted to go to. I went to the one that was good for my kids. I wanted to go to a movie. I didn't go to the movie I wanted to go, a vacation. I didn't pick my vacation.
Right.
I always tailored everything for my kids because I had kids in the house.
Yeah.
Well, I think as a church, we have kids in the house.
Yeah.
And the question then becomes, are we willing to carve out our time and, that preaching series, that doesn't really reach me. Or that form of worship, that doesn't really reach me. But there's kids in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about raising the kids. And so there's going to be times when this may not be good for me at 57. I get it. But I do want my kids to be able to connect with this and understand why it's true. So I've shifted everything on a model that serves them.
Right.
It's not a model that has a low bar. I'm not trying to entertain them. I actually think we could. I used to always teach my students in youth ministry at a college level. And my own kids who were 12, 10, 5, and 4, they were in the room. And what I discovered is when they grew up, they caught all of it at 12, 10, 5.
Yeah, we really underestimate kids.
Oh, my gosh.
We kind of coddle them, and they can...
You do not need to do that. So I'm suggesting we high bar this, but we address the issues that our kids are thinking about, and they aren't... They've shared it with you, and you're uncomfortable with it, so you don't talk about it. I mean, this happens all the time. And let's face it, it's always going to be issues of, does God really exist? Can it be reconciled with science? Are the truth claims about morality in Scripture? Should I embrace them? Because clearly the culture is not embracing those claims. So we're going to have to be able to have those kinds of conversations.
It strikes me that this book, which I'm looking at right here, it says, So the Next Generation Will Know, Preparing Young Christians for a Challenging World, co-written with Sean McDowell, that this is the kind of book that probably every youth pastor in the United States should have a copy.
I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? When it was first preached to me, when Sean came to me, we teach at Biola, a master's program. We want more youth pastors to get their master's degree in apologetics. But that's a very small audience.
Yeah.
And I said, I think there's a bigger audience because I think as a pastor and as a Christian educator and as a parent, we still feel the same tug of war. So we decided to write each chapter specifically to those three groups, to parents, to youth pastors, and to Christian educators. So each one is represented in each chapter because in the end, I think more parents, if we do our job, it doesn't really matter what we send our kids into. We've inoculated them so they can stand up in front of any environment.
Right.
This is what we're trying to do at Colson Center. We're talking about Christian worldview, right?
Yeah, talk about that because we just got a few minutes left. Your involvement with the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, obviously, I've been involved with the Colson Center for quite a while, doing Breakpoint and stuff, and John Stone Street is such a dear friend. What is your involvement with them
now? John came to me and asked me if I could represent an apologetic side, because in the end, we're trying to teach Christian worldview, but why should young people care what the Christian worldview is?
Yeah.
This is a mythology that you want me to embrace because it has some good outcome?
Right.
No, we actually want you to embrace it because it's true. So we want to provide you the grounding for the truth nature of it. That's what I try to do at Colson. I try to produce an article a month, two articles a month, that just focus on why do we think Christianity is true? Because there's a lot of days, you must know this too. I mean, there are some days that doesn't work for me. There are days when it doesn't even feel good. There are days when it's inconvenient. But it is true on all those days. And so I think if young people realize it's true, then they may have that rubber band where they pull away for a while.
Well, it's kind of like realizing math is true. You don't have to like it.
That's
it's
right.
just true. In fact, if you don't like it, tough luck for you, because it's true.
Right.
And I think that we have to be more aware. I've become increasingly aware of the truthiness.
That's a good way to put it.
Of Scripture. Well, it's a terrible way to put it. But, the fact is, it is true. It's not a point of view. It's not a tribal identity. It's not something that works for me. It is true. This happened. This is true. And if you're not sure of that, you should get sure, because it really is true. There's no way to go through life. Even when you call it Christian worldview, it makes it sound kind of parochial and narrow. We're talking about truth. We're talking about seeing the world through the eyes of reality. What is real? What is true? And everything we're talking about, I mean, the fact that science is bolstered by Christian faith and that your belief in Christian faith will be bolstered by science unless you already have decided against it.
Yes, presuppositions are the thing I always talk about in every investigation that will kill them. And I think young people have a presupposition because they're surrounded by this in their culture, right? Yeah. The presupposition is that nothing supernatural exists, that science can explain everything.
Yeah.
And once you're outside of space, time, matter, physics, and chemistry, you're into a land of fiction.
Yeah.
What we want to help them see is that the Christian worldview is the only worldview that makes sense of reality. Isn't that comforting to know that there's a worldview out there with Scripture that will actually make sense of the world you experience?
That is a fact.
I can tell you, as a cold case detective, I see it over and over again that, yes, Christianity makes sense even of my cases.
So
that's been helpful, right? Because it helps me process the world around me.
Well, we have to push harder on this because I think some people are timid. And I think, you know, it's like being timid about giving food to hungry people. What in the world are you being timid about? This is real. This is true. There's no substitute. And I'm, now that I know that, I'm less and less timid about it. We're going to go to another break. When we come back, Jay Warner Wallace will not be with us. So, Jay Warner Wallace, my friend,
thank you
so much. Appreciate Congratulations.
It.
The book is So the Next Generation Will Know. Get a copy. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may.
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long, but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. An experience like no other awaits you. Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. I want to invite you to join me, Senator Rick Santorum, Dan Celia, as well as award-winning recording artists Al Denson, Brian White, Karen Williams, and many more on the Baltic Experience, August 9th through the 17th. We'll explore majestic Northern Europe, including Copenhagen, Estonia, St. Petersburg, Stockholm, and more. Everything is included, and I mean everything. Travel with other like-minded people as we enjoy the greatest trip together. The time on the ship will be filled with music, laughter, magic, fun, and relaxation. Off the ship, the adventure will be a remarkable journey to some of the most beautiful places in the Baltics, where we can explore and deepen our appreciation for the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. To register or more information, go to thegreatesttrip.com. That's thegreatesttrip.com. We'll see you on the boat.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis. to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of the Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We are at NRB in Anaheim, California. It's a wonderful thing to be here because people flit through. You see people, you meet people. And I just met someone who's doing something I consider very important. And now I get to tell you about it, or she gets to tell you about it. I'm sitting here with Mary Margaret Bawden, who lives here in California and who heads up something called Soul to Soul Choreography, Dance Awareness, No Child Exploited. Mary, welcome.
Thank you.
Move your microphone up so we can hear you and tell exactly what this is. When you told me about this, I said, I want my audience to hear this.
Thank you so much. Dance, which stands for Dance Awareness, No Child Exploited, exists for four reasons. The first one is to protect children from hypersexualization in adult costumes, choreography, and music, and to protect the art of dance. The second reason we exist is to create free research-based materials for adults to know about and make informed choices about healthy or harmful dance. The third reason we exist is we want to engage conversations with adults in the culture. So we don't demonize or polarize or shame dance studio adults.
Right, right.
But we give them some time to reflect and then hopefully to change their perspectives about why they're hypersexualizing children. And then the last thing we do is to make people aware of the connection between the hypersexualization of children in dance and the bigger public health issue of pornography.
Well, I mean, the pictures that you have. Now, what is your website?
Website is www.danceawareness.com.
Danceawareness.com.
Yes.
Okay, Dance Awareness, I see right here, danceawareness.com. You've got a few photos here, and I've seen this kind of thing, which is why I'm excited to have you on the program, because it is so sick. And you kind of think, what kind of out-of-touch people? They're just like nuts that they do not see that this is, you know, you call it the hypersexualization of children in dance. We're not even talking about the sexualization, which is bad enough, but this is at a level that you think there's some people who must be so tone deaf that they don't get that they're doing something tremendously harmful. They probably don't mean to, but they're doing it. A lot of times parents see it, they don't know what to say. So if they go to your website, which is danceawareness.com, you're equipping them to deal with that.
Yeah, with free materials. Yeah. All the materials we have are research-based.
Yeah.
So when you give people those tools, instead of them saying, well, you're not with it, and you show them outcomes, they're more likely to listen.
Right.
I should tell you, I have a Bachelor of Arts in dance from the University of California at Riverside. I have a master's in worship with an emphasis in dance from Hope International University. I have a secondary California dance credential, and I'm sponsored by the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. The culture is hungry for these tools. I had 166,000 hits on an article I wrote in January of this year. It crashed their website. And when I spoke at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation National Conference last year, my talk had the most hits. So as far as I know, I'm the only person speaking out on this issue, taking it up. And so my job is to make people aware of these materials so they can talk to their parents. They can talk to their friends. They can talk to church people, neighborhood people.
Right.
And make them aware that we are in a dangerous place with dance. There's a 58% increase in enrollments in dance studios around the country. And I think I mentioned that they're unregulated. So, Eric, you could open up a dance studio tomorrow.
Sure. Hey, it's a free country.
Right.
And but that the downside is that when the culture has become over-sexualized.
That's right.
People with no discernment. Now, I think it's important to say, you've already said it, but to repeat that you are pro-dance.
I'm pro-dance.
It's your whole life.
It is.
And so you have seen this, and you've got some photos here in this brochure, which I know people can find at the website danceawareness.com, but it's horrifying that little girls are being sexualized. It's just, it's incredibly repulsive. It's awful.
It is.
And I have to say that, you know, you talk about this, you talk about a porn-centric culture.
That's right.
It really is, it's the state that we're in. It's where we are now. And it's one thing when that affects adults, but when it affects children.
That's right.
Obviously, we have to do something about it. So when did you start this initiative, and how can we find the article that you were talking about?
It's on my website.
It is.
And it's actually on the counterculturemom.com website.
Okay.
It was released in January, and it's now, of course, March, so you have to scroll down to find it.
Yeah.
But it's all there, and I have all kinds of free articles and research on my website.
Right.
I have professionally produced a four-minute video you can share on Facebook.
Right.
So we have a lot of free things. We have an ebook that talks about the new trend in children's dance, how to choose a healthy dance studio,
right,
how to avoid a harmful dance studio, and the dance studio toolkit, which arms people with the materials to approach dance studios, give them the research, and have respectful conversations. And can I emphasize respectful conversations?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. I think sometimes parents get upset, and the instinct, it would be mine, would be just to walk away because I don't want to have that confrontation. It's not going to go anywhere. But you're helping people to say, look, you're dedicated to dance. You don't want people to stop dancing. You just want them to be able to communicate, hey, here's what's going on, and you're giving them the tools for that. So if people go to danceawareness.com, they can get all this stuff.
Yeah. And share this information. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
Well, I was going to say that's one of the lovely things about having a radio show and then social media is that everybody listening to this can share this with their friends very easily.
Yeah.
Danceawareness.com is the website. It's important that we share these things because you might not be really good at sharing this stuff with a dance instructor. You're shy, but you know, you may have a neighbor or somebody else who's got kids in the class, and they're just made to do this, but they'll never know about this until
That's
you
right.
share it with them.
That's right.
It's just wonderful. How long have you been doing this now? That's really the
Dance Awareness was started in 2016.
Okay.
And God really laid that on my heart. I've been actively involved in my church. I've
right.
been a church dance ministry for 20 years.
I've
written
that.
A book on
well,
church dance ministry.
Forgive me, we're out of time, but I'm just so happy. Mary, thank you. Folks, go to danceawareness.com and be sure to share it. Thank you.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The upcoming release of the Mueller report marks not only the end of one investigation, but also the start of another. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham says that the FBI is going to open a counterintelligence investigation against a presidential candidate.
That you have to have a very good reason.
Graham says he's glad to hear the attorney general will now investigate why the FBI did open such a probe in July of 2016.
I am intrigued by the idea of this working group or some group looking at the other side of the ledger.
Attorney General Barr will also look into whether the FBI lied to the FISA courts to obtain a warrant allowing it to spy on the Trump campaign. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump is in Texas to raise re-election money. The president will appeal to donors at separate events in San Antonio and Houston, hoping to raise at least $6 million. This is SRN News.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
I'd love to do that, but I'm kind of a busy man. John, I'm kind of busy, if you don't mind. Thank you. Hey, Albin, we've got a couple things to share. First of all, John Zmierak is so great. I just want to talk to him for 3 days. J. Warner Wallace is great. Really wonderful to have so many great guests. Tomorrow, Carly Fiorina will be here in the studio.
Yes.
We're going to try to get that up on YouTube for people who aren't subscribed to Metaxas Super. We're going to have the Pences in here on Friday.
Yes.
Honestly, we're getting such incredible guests.
Yes. I know.
It's almost too good. What are we going
to
do?
It's amazing that they come to New York City and say, like...
You know what? I'll tell you what's crazy, that we had to kick Jack Nicholson to the curb.
We had to.
I was like, Nicholson, you're out. The vice president's wife is in.
Yeah.
And Jack Nicholson, he was crying.
Yeah,
and
it's
I thought
he was dressed as a Joker. And we're like, that was yesterday's news.
That was yesterday's news, pal. The Pences are today's news.
Yes.
But to have to kick Nicholson to the curb, I have to say, it upset me a little bit.
By the way, we're both wearing striped shirts if you're watching on Super.
That is so exciting.
National Zebra Day.
I'm so glad you shared that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to share a couple things. I just want to say, my dad, he's going to be 92 in June. And, you know, I talk to my folks all the time because I love them like crazy. And so yesterday, my father says, Eric, he's just very funny. He says, did you see the Mark Levin has a show on, it's like every day, but he's got it on the weekends on Fox. And there's some of the great, he's so brilliant, Mark Levin, right? Hannity calls him the great one. He's brilliant. And he was interviewing Lara Logan, who was with CBS and 60 Minutes, very, very pretty journalist. She was, she was with 60 Minutes. She was in Afghanistan. I mean, she's just this hero and all this different stuff. And she's been speaking out suddenly to the horror of the network execs of the tremendous bias in the news world, you know, and I was thinking because I caught part of it when I was flipping around the other day. I saw Mark Levin. Anybody who Mark Levin has on, it's worth listening. It's great stuff. But I saw her on there. I thought, wow, it would be great to get her in here to have a conversation with her. But I thought, I don't know how to reach her, you know. So, but my father says, he says he has this woman on, you know, like he's just. It's my parents say stuff like that. Like there was that guy, and I'm like, oh, the guy. And she's like, yeah, you know, the tall one. You know, like my mother says that.
Yeah.
I have no. Could you be more specific? Maybe a name of some kind. A first name, a last name. Anyway, I figured out he's talking about Lara Logan. He says, yeah, you should try to have her on her show. And I thought, Dad, I don't know how to reach Lara Logan. And this morning, I saw that Sebastian Gorka, and I'm supposed to be on his show today unless we cancel, but Sebastian Gorka just had her on. So maybe we'll get Lara Logan on the show.
Yeah. But that's kind of like my job. So I'm going to try to do my job.
Well, but it's certain people, you know, they're not easy.
Tough.
They're not
exactly
easy to reach. And if you can be on Fox for an hour, you probably don't want to be on this silly show.
Oh, well, you stop it.
Right.
I rebuke you there.
I rebuke you. Okay. What we need to do is mention that this weekend, Unplanned, the movie, is in theaters. If you have a church youth group and they're not going, folks, I'm telling you, there are very, very rare opportunities to teach young people. I'm not talking kids. I'm talking teenagers who can see it's rated R. Trust me, this is the mildest rated R movie in the history. It makes The Sound of Music look like The Wolf of Wall Street. Okay. Basically, it is a good movie because it teaches in a very even-handed way about the reality of Planned Parenthood, which is kind of like Scientology. Like, they're a wicked, huge, powerful organization. They'll crush you, whatever. Anyway, they managed to make this movie about the life of Abby Johnson. I was supposed to be in the movie. I'm not bitter. I'm just angry and sad and broken inside. But it's a great movie. You need to take the church youth group. And I'm talking to the Greeks out there. De drepese. Lipon, if you don't bring them, θα φας ξύλο. There's no other way around it. I'm going to come after you. That's it. I'm telling you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.